just one of these gospels that sounds very unlike Jesus. You know, it just kind of cut people off, said, you know, this is the way it is. But I guess what the message that he's trying to convey is, he's on his way to Jerusalem. He's going there to suffer, to die, and to rise so for our salvation. And that he's got his mind fixed on that. And so when people say, I will follow you wherever you go, he's thinking, I know you're not willing to do that. I just was thinking this afternoon, if you consider yourself God for just a few minutes, don't get used to the idea. Some people have that idea already. But anyway, just for a few minutes, just think that you are God. And how would you like the way you treat yourself? How would you like the way you treat yourself as God? We never think about that. So many times our thoughts of God are too often afterthoughts. It's when we've tried everything else and nothing worked, and there's God. He promised he would help us out. It's not like God really has any priority, space, or time with us. That is kind of like, well, I say my prayers when I'm driving to work. If you're concentrating and you're driving, you're not praying. You just can't do that. Because your mind is, if your mind is on your driving, you're concentrating what you're supposed to be doing behind the wheel, which too many people don't do anymore, and you're trying to say your prayers at the same time, what is God getting out of this? I mean, how much attention is God getting? Somebody cuts in front of you, you're thinking of God, you're probably trying to save yourself somehow. But there's so many things that we do that God just, he's not a priority. And I think as in this gospel reading, the call to discipleship is to make God and the things of God priority. That they're not just, they're not an afterthought. That God is not an afterthought. He really wants to be kind of out in the forefront where he can really help us. And he can really help us by allowing us to absorb his way of life, which is capable of life-giving things and changing things. So it's not all about me then. It's more about how can I take what God gives to me and make it real in my life so that I can maybe help somebody else. So it's not just about me then. I'm really thinking about my God and how I can praise and do what he asked me to be a disciple. And to do all of these things that he asked of me. It's more about how do I do that rather than, I'm going to do this, I'm going to take care of this, I'm going to forget, I'll handle all of this. And we think of God only afterwards as, well, maybe I should have called on him, might have helped. I always say, when I was a young priest, if I had prayed more, I sure would have had to do a lot less work. But you know, when you're young, you think you know it all. You gradually learn that you don't. But as you get older, you begin to understand, you know, that he's really, we're doing work for him. We're working for our God. We're his disciples. And I don't have to do it all myself. I don't have to figure this all out. And when we pray, we gradually find that out. It's when we are so absorbed in what we are doing ourselves that we don't see that all the time. I mean, sure, you say your prayers at the beginning, end of the day, and you celebrate the masses and all that kind of stuff. But it's not like you're sitting down and really concentrating and saying, Lord, what are we going to do about this? Not what am I going to do about it, but what are we going to do about it? Much like the prayer of St. John Paul, John the 23rd, they said when he was made Pope, he started losing weight, which he couldn't afford to do apparently, but he was losing weight, he wasn't sleeping properly, he was restless. So one day, one night, they said he knelt down by his bed, and he finally figured out what the issue was. He was trying to solve all of these church problems worldwide by himself. And so they say the prayer that he said that one night was, he knelt by his bed and said, "Lord, it's your church. I'm trying to help you. So you figure it out. I'm tired. I'm going to bed." And they said he rested well after that every night because he finally figured it out. Just look in your own life, though. How do you really think of God? I mean, is he in the forefront or is he an afterthought? When nothing else works, then I should have prayed. It might have helped. Or I should have maybe read the scriptures, learned a little bit more about what Christ is trying to teach me about these things, rather than to struggle as we do, mess up, and then finally say, "Oh, God said he would help me with this." But just, you don't examine anybody else's conscience. Just kind of look at your own. And so I think that's what the gospel, the call to discipleship. We can think of a million excuses. Well, let me go, or Elisha the prophet, well, let me go say goodbye to my parents. And Elijah said to him, "I didn't do anything to you." But then Elisha suddenly got the message, this is a call from God to be a prophet. I'm going. So he took care of the oxen that he was using and got rid of all of his stuff, and he took off and he followed the Lord. In the gospel reading, I'll follow you wherever you go. And Jesus kind of blunt saying, birds have their nest and the beasts of the field have a place to rest, but I don't have anywhere. I depend solely on God. If you put your hand to the plow and you keep looking back, you're going to have a crooked line. It's just going to work that way. And what Jesus says is, if you really are committed, I would really like for you to commit yourself. Just be aware that I'm here for you. Remember, I made you. You didn't make me. I came to forgive you. You don't forgive me. I came to guide you. You don't make the rules to guide me. So remember who I am. I'm your God, and I'm your friend. I want to be with you, but I don't want to be always in the shadow somewhere, an afterthought. Oh, I should have thought of that. We try to put God in the forefront, that he is the one that we focus on, because he can teach us how to handle all of these other things that will take us more than a lifetime to figure out ourselves. Remember, every one of us is a disciple. We are all called by Christ to some role, some mission, some obligation, responsibility, opportunity in the mission of Christ. Every one of us is called to that. What it is, that's for you and God to decide. But he said, but put me out there so that you think about me, so that you know who I am, that I really do care about you. But sometimes it's like, you don't care about me. I don't want to be an afterthought. If that little role that we're playing for just a little bit, remember it's supposed to end in very shortly now. If you were God and I treated you the way I do, how would you feel about that? Are you really committed to me? I'm committed to you, but are you committed to me?